Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and our special guest this evening for the entire program has been Wayne Green, and we're very excited that Wayne is joining us. Wayne, welcome back.
Who's that?
That's you. It's you. And we're excited that you're here. And of course, folks, we'll give out all of Wayne's contact info here in just a minute. Henry, anyway, go ahead and theorize who you think is being protected, if not industry, if not for greed, and then we'll let Wayne take it from there.
Yeah, right, and then I'm going to go. Well, the thing about what you're saying with greed.
Answer the question.
Yeah. Well, I disagree only one area, is because some of this technology could be huge business potential. Especially your solar generator.
Of course
at home. A lot of stuff you could put in cars, too, to make cars run efficiently. That would be a form of free energy. If you install that in every car and you sell millions of cars, I mean, I would be a multi.
Well, that's true. But see, again, efficiency breeds less expense, regardless of the initial cost. The more efficient you make something, the less it breaks down, the less problems it causes. If you have something that puts out a lot of pollution, then you got to pay to clean it up. If you put out something that breaks down all the time, you got to pay to have it repaired. You got to get warranties, extended warranties. You got to have mechanics. You got to have more cars being sold.
So well, I mean, let me go. Go ahead. Let him speak.
All right. Thank you for the call, Henry. We'll let Wayne respond. Wayne, go ahead.
Did you ever see the movie The Man in the White Suit?
No.
Oh, you missed it. It's probably available on DVD. It's
okay.
A classic.
Hmm.
But this fellow invented a fabric that wouldn't wear out.
Hmm.
And everybody was furious.
I'll bet.
Well, they wanted to kill him.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, I can see Henry's point of view, absolutely. Because ultimately, it would seem that for major industries, especially in the fields of energy, that they could make a lot of money by legitimately pursuing newer technologies, newer innovations. However, it would seem to me, Wayne, that strategically, meaning purely from the greed side of things, what they're looking to probably do is control everything for where it's going to go. So when it does go that direction, bam, they're on top of it. Would you agree with that?
Well, let's not get into who's running things.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. We want to keep Wayne around.
Again, that's an area where it's hard to prove things, but the evidence is strong that we are pawns.
I see.
And so forth. One of the things that I didn't mention with health is something that can change everybody's life a lot.
Mm.
And it's a simple thing. None of us have been taught how to chew. None of it. We're not taught by our parents on television. Our teachers don't teach us, and so forth.
Well, forgive my ignorance, Wayne, but I kind of always figured that was just something you figured out.
Well, none of us are chewing right.
Hmm.
And I say with very few exceptions.
Wow.
Now, the system works this way. You first put food in your mouth and you chew it, and the saliva does the first part of the digestion, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then it goes down into the top of the stomach where the acid comes in to do the second part and get it ready for the colon so that the colon can take all of the good out of it, okay?
Yeah.
So what we do, instead of chewing the food in our mouth with the saliva until it's liquid, we chew it until we can swallow it.
That's true. I do that too.
And we call Heimlich if we make a mistake.
Yeah.
So then it gets down into the stomach, and it's not able to be digested by the acid there. And, of course, we help that by pouring in water, tea, coffee, beer, or whatever, or wine, and so forth, to make sure that it doesn't get processed properly. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Then it goes down into the colon, and the colon can't take the good out of it, and our body suffers.
Let me ask you to hang on, Wayne, because this is really, well, this I got to admit, this is something I've never heard before, and that always intrigues me. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, Wayne Green.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights features featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Wayne Green, who is pretty much the pioneer of, I would say, almost all technologies that we take for granted these days. Wayne, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. So we left off. We were talking about chewing properly. Apparently, most people don't do it very well.
Hardly anybody.
Yeah, I guess I'm guilty of that myself.
When
I kind of just
chew first. Make it liquid. Chew everything in your mouth till it's liquid.
Okay.
And then don't pour anything in, no water or any liquids, a half hour before or to a half hour after a meal.
Really?
Right.
Oh.
And besides that, that little cup of coffee that you have as a waker-upper in the morning is about as toxic as it gets.
Oh.
Caffeine.
You mean that cup of coffee sitting in front of me right now?
Right. Caffeine. One drop of pure caffeine injected into your body will kill you.
Yes.
It's that powerful a drug, a toxin. Then we add some cream, which is, of course, pasteurized.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's dead, and it is deadly. And then we add sugar, which is another poison.
Mm.
You want to avoid the poisons.
Yes.
Coffee, sugar, and alcohol, and so forth.
Well, how do you wake up in the mornings?
A glass of water, two glasses of water.
Hmm.
Distilled water, not tap water.
Right.
because that's got fluoride in it and
sure.
chlorine and stuff like that, poisonous.
Okay.
And by the way, you can get a family still for about $120 from steamdistiller.com. No, I don't get a commission.
Okay, very good.
But mine is working every day, and it turns out a couple of quarts of water a day, or you know, just in an hour or so. And but you want to drink only distilled water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will check that out.
Anyway, so much for that cup of coffee.
Yeah, really. All right.
It is toxic, and that means that the immune system has to rush out the white cells to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
That drains your enzymes, and you're not getting the enzymes from the food because you've cooked it, so it has no enzymes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And your body gets drained of enzymes, and the immune system then is not ready to fight cancer. You have millions and millions of cells replicating themselves in your body every day. And it's the immune system's job. It's your repair and maintenance department. It's its job to get in there and check those for any errors and trash the errors. And if you keep the immune system so busy with that cup of coffee and the Danish and so forth, it is not going to trash the cancer, and you're going to get cancer. And 50% of us are going to get cancer because of what we're eating.
Mm.
And every sickness that we have, we cause ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And as Dr. Lorraine Day says, there are no incurable illnesses.
Yeah, I believe that. Absolutely.
And if you can stop putting poisons in, your body will take care of anything. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
I sure wish somebody would tell Michael Fox about that.
Yes.
And and Stephen Hawking's with ALS. Come on, change your diet and get that mercury out of your mouth. You see a picture of him, and he's got all these fillings in there.
Mm.
And if he'd get that out and go to a raw food diet and plenty of water, Dr. Lorraine Day went to 20 glasses of water a day when she was getting rid of her cancer. And raw food, and she was juicing carrots and things like that to really get the input as fast as she could.
Mm.
But if Hawking's would do that, he'd be out of that chair and not have to use a voice encoder anymore.
Wow.
But he may be smart in physics, but he's a real dumbo when it comes to health.
Well, I think I can't disagree with you there, Wayne, at all.
Somebody tell him.
Well, yeah, next time we talk, I'll let him
know. It's frustrating. They won't listen.
I know.
A good friend of mine's mother got cancer. And he was trying to tell her to go to a raw food diet, and his sister said, if you do anything to stop her from getting chemotherapy, I'll never talk to you again.
Yep.
Well, the mother died.
Families are one of the worst things for stuff like this because they're so ingrained with that idea that things are treated in hospitals and only
the doctor.
Yeah,
the doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we talked about this too, Wayne, you and I, about the when doctors give people a set amount of time to live. You know, that's just the end of it. I mean, they wouldn't accept that information from a psychic or from extraterrestrials or anything like that, but they'll happily buy into it from a doctor.
Well, Dr. Eby went to the AMA.
Mm-hmm.
He was a well-known practitioner, and he went to the AMA and talked to the head counsel there. And he said, how come the AMA does no research with civilizations where there is no cancer?
And good question.
And the head of the... The head said, look, if you read the bylaws of the AMA, you'll see that one of the major bylaws is to protect the revenue of doctors. And since their largest revenue is from cancer,
mm-hmm.
it's about $435,000 a case.
Wow.
Since the largest revenue is from cancer, if ever a cure for cancer is found, you will not hear about it, period.
I agree with that. That's pretty fascinating, though. I did not realize
that. We're the patsies.
Wow. That's amazing stuff.
But Alzheimer's, you know, yeah. We have these nursing homes filled with people with Alzheimer's. All they have to do is stop feeding them that crud that they feed them and feed them raw food, and they'd be out of there. And then the nursing homes would go out of business. Gee, what a loss.
Yeah. Well said. Very well said.
Well, so much for the health, anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's good stuff, though, and it's important information.
A couple things more that I wanted to talk about.
Sure.
you know, if I were running as a candidate, I would say, I know how to make foreign aid pay off handsomely instead of just pouring money into dictators' pockets, which go into Switzerland. And I've got a plan, you know, for making that happen. I'd have the Treasury issue our money instead of having the Federal Reserve banks do it. We're paying $350 billion a year to the Federal Reserve banks in interest on the money the government borrows instead of printing their own money.
Wow. Have you ever thought about running?
Come on. Huh?
You ever thought about running for anything?
No.
No? How come?
Well, actually, I did run for vice president on, in New Hampshire twice and won both times.
Hmm.
Just as a way to get my ideas across.
What?
And actually, I was on NBC nationally with some of my ideas that time.
Wow.
I did that in 1964 and 1984, and I passed it up in 2004.
Wow.
And how about closing our borders? If we really need low-wage, unskilled workers, let's do it legally.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of those people around here, that's
right.
For sure.
And I'd like to make English the official American language.
Mm.
And that means no more radio stations in foreign language, no more television stations in Spanish and so forth, no more Spanish newspapers, magazines. English is our language. If you're coming here, learn English and use English. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been saying that myself.
Okay.
That's good advice.
I got that off my...
Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Frank.
How are you, sir?
Great to hear Mr. Green on the air again. He's so positive and full of so many good ideas.
Absolutely.
One thing I wanted to discuss is probably one of the most shameful things our country has ever done is the use of a weapon of mass destruction called depleted uranium, which has contaminated the air, water, and soil in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Balkans.
That is a terrible thing.
That's got to be one of the worst things. It's 4.5 billion year half-life, as I understand it. And I think the number of tons of this stuff that they've used in the wars in those three areas is equivalent to about 500 to 1,000 Hiroshima bombs. And the nano-sized particles are... I saw the pictures on the website of the deformities from the bursts.
Yes.
And it's so hideous, it made me want to cry. And is there any technology or any possibility of cleaning this up? Because as far as I'm concerned, those three areas of the world are going to be uninhabitable. In fact, our own soldiers are coming home, and their babies are deformed. So,
very good point.
No, that is a terrible thing. Of course, the depleted uranium... could be ground up into particles and used for cold fusion generation, and it would get rid of the radioactivity. But they're not using it for that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they'd rather kill us all.
Yeah, it would seem so. Wayne, how hard would that be to process that? Because I'd have to imagine the depleted uranium is everywhere. I mean, it's in the air, it's in the soil or sand, or as the case may be.
Well, I'm just talking about the shells.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on a second here. Gary, if you have more, you're welcome to stay on with us as well.
No,
folks,
that's all right. I was just curious to know if he had an idea on how to clean it up.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Folks, back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Special guest this evening, Wayne Green, putting in the marathon hours this evening. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. let's go to Ron in Texas. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, so I'm about 58 years old, and I've had two major cancers.
Mm-hmm.
And just as an anomaly, after I'd had my cancers, I went to some of the local cancer meetings, and everybody was talking about juices and waters and different herbs, and everybody was looking for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured the best answer was myself, and I now presently I drink 14 cups of 12-ounce cups of coffee a day, that Cafe Vienna from General Foods, and I smoke about 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day, and it's been 7 and 8 years respective on the cancer. And I think people worry themselves too much about it sometimes instead of enjoying what life they got left.
Hmm. Interesting theory.
Well, many people would rather continue doing what they're doing than live longer.
Well, I'm a crop duster, too, so
right.
I know how that was.
Yep.
But that wasn't the cause of the cancer. As a matter of fact, it was from paper dust breathing in a running plant.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that'll help.
But anyway, I think people should take more faith in themselves and do a little bit more positive thinking.
Hmm.
Well, I think that they should do more research and go to Dr. Day, drday.com, go to comby.org, C-O-M-B-Y. That's the fellow that originally put me onto this. He's got a book called Maximize Immunity. And Dr. Comey found that there were no incurable illnesses, none, even AIDS and so forth.
I totally agree with that.
I called him and I said, you know, haven't you had any failures? And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, and what diseases? He said, no, not from any. Only people that went off the raw food diet.
Wow. Well, that's so, very interesting.
At any rate, I'm 85, and I'm going to live for another 20 or 30 years anyway, maybe 40. So in good health. I haven't been sick a day in years. And don't have an ache or a pain.
When did you start pursuing the raw food diet, Wayne?
Oh, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. Very good.
But I've gotten, you know, I got more and more into it and
yeah,
so forth.
Sure. Okay.
But I actually, you know, got started with it, 10 years ago, but just got more and more raw.
Yeah, I think it takes some time, just like any other sort of changes you make in your life. I mean, you can start down the road right away, but... You know, you have to want to do all this stuff, and I've gradually been cutting out and a lot of the stuff that's not good for me. You know,
sure,
like the soft drinks and things like that. But it takes some time, but it's well worth it. You certainly notice the benefits of it.
By the way, I mentioned I do a weekly TV show.
Yes,
anybody can watch it. MCAM.org.
Okay.
And look for Wise Up with Wayne.
Okay. Wonderful. You have
and
a link to that on
there.
Your website, don't you?
Hmm?
Don't you have a link on your website?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I haven't learned how to do that yet.
Well, knowing you, won't take too long. Ron, anything else?
No, I appreciate the time on the show.
Hey, I appreciate the call, my friend. Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. Bye-bye. I think there's definitely something in what Ron is talking about insofar as to say that you know, you got to have faith and you got to have positive thinking. Wayne, you're a big fan of positive thinking as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, if you say anything negative, it affects your whole body.
It does, absolutely.
Matter of fact, one of the books that I read early on was called The Secret Life of Plants.
Yes.
By Christopher Bird and Tompkins.
Yes.
And in there they told about the experiments that Cleve Baxter did. And Cleve Baxter is the inventor of the lie detector. And so he wondered about plants, and he put his lie detector on his philodendron and went over and burnt a leaf, and the lie detector went crazy. So he said, wow. He said, I'm going to do that again. And when he said that, the meter jumped way over again, just him saying that. And he found that the plants were tuned into him. And I have a video showing a group of people coming into a room with plants, and they had meters on all of the plants. And one of the fellows went over and started ripping the leaves on a plant to shreds, and all of the plants reacted to it.
Wow.
Then everybody went out of the room, and they came back in one by one. And when that guy came in, all of the plants reacted.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So I called... Chris Bird, and I said, you know, it's been a few while since you published that book. What's new? So he gave me Cleve Baxter's phone number, and I called Cleve and said, you know, what have you been doing lately? He said, well, the latest book is The Secret Life of Your Cells. And what they did was take cells out of the body with a little scraping on the roof of the mouth and put them in an agar solution and put a meter on them. And then they put the meter on the person. And when the fellow read a copy of Playboy, every time he got excited, both meters went up in tandem. And
wow.
Then they did the experiment with the guy a couple thousand miles away, and both meters went up in tandem.
Wow.
So your cells, every cell in your body is in communication with every other cell over any distance.
That's
instantly.
Pretty spectacular.
And
let me ask you.
It's almost enough
on.
To make you think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, almost. Hang on a second, Wayne. Folks, back in 3 minutes with our special guest, Wayne Green, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. The home stretch, final 25 minutes here of the program. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Wayne Green, his website, waynegreen.com. And Wayne, welcome back, and could you give out your address for one of our callers?
Yes, Wayne Green, Hancock, New Hampshire.
That's it.
If you like the zip, it's 03449. But okay. Wayne Green, Hancock, New Hampshire gets to me.
There you
by
go.
The way, you were talking about positive thinking.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful book, of course, by Norman Vincent Peale called The Power of Positive Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should read this.
Okay.
And I grabbed a book that was just out here in the hall. You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought is the title of the book.
I like that.
It's a pocketbook. And it says, a book for people with any life-threatening illness, including life. But
wow.
Anything that you say or think is going to affect you, and your body is going to believe you. And if you say, oh, I'm so clumsy, oh, I always forget things, your body is going to obey that. So if I can't remember something for a moment and then it comes to me, I say, wow, great, you're doing great. Your memory is fabulous. And it's always positive.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never hear a negative thing from me on about myself.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, and there's something to that, certainly, and a lot of people have explored this this law of attraction. I'm sure you've pursued
sure.
that as well.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there's something to that. I mean, it's measurable. It's documented.
There's several excellent books on that.
Yeah.
But there's another book called Your Body Believes Every Word You Say.
Yes. Well, the Bible talks about the power of the tongue, Wayne. So there's,
sure. Yeah. Another book that I was right next to this one. Is an interesting one. I'm just reading this now, called Teenage Liberation Handbook. How to Quit School and Get a Real Life and Education.
Wow.
And this means educating yourself instead of going to school.
Yes.
And, of course, you can do a heck of a lot better job than school can.
Oh, absolutely. And any time anybody's ever pursued something that they had an interest in, obviously they grasped the concepts a lot easier. They delved into it. They did a went above and beyond what would be required if it were curriculum-based type of subject
sure.
matter. Yeah.
Well, Inc. Magazine did a study of the top entrepreneurs in the country,
mm-hmm.
and they found that only a few of them had ever finished college.
Wow.
And most of them didn't bother to go at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Steve Jobs. Familiar with him?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Apple computer, iPod, and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And
sure.
By the way, sometime I'll tell you how I got him started.
Oh, wow. Well, fantastic. I look forward to that.
And but Ted Turner and mm-hmm. Bill Gates dropped out of college. I met him a few days after he dropped out and went mm-hmm. to work for MITS. I told you about them.
They're, yeah.
had the first personal computer kit.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him there, and he showed me the program that he had developed in school and had modified to work on the MITS computer. So he dropped out, and Edison, Ford, and a bunch mm-hmm. of others, the top successful people, didn't bother finishing college.
Wow.
I finished college, and nothing that I took, not one course that I took, has ever been of any value to me in mm-hmm. my life and all the different businesses I've been in.
You know, I feel the same way about it, Wayne. I dropped out after 2 years, and I mostly went because, well, a number of different reasons, but certainly, I don't know, I just kind of figured that it was a good thing to do, and then I realized at some point that I was paying an exorbitant amount of money to be more intelligent than the teacher. So I just kind of, I thought I'd save some money, you know, pay
yeah.
it back to myself for
well,
being smart enough
to drop
out. Well,
I teachers didn't know what they were teaching.
No, not at all.
You know,
when
they started teaching me about gravity, you know, I said, well, what is gravity? And the teacher didn't know that he didn't know.
Right. An excellent point.
And when we were studying calculus, I said, you know, why are we doing this? You know, what do we use it for? And he said, well, if you ever want to put a ball in a cone, this will tell you how big the ball can be.
Hmm.
You know, that's never come up.
Are you kidding me? You've
no.
never had to figure out ball diameter and cone diameter in your whole life?
No.
I can't believe that. I'm shocked. Well, I agree with that, absolutely. There were very few classes that I actually enjoyed in college, and the ones that I did enjoy the most were the ones I had to scam my way into. You had to be signed off.
I learned all my stuff by reading.
Yes.
And, of course, there are millions of books out there, of which a few hundred are really important.
Yes.
And this is why I put together my Secret Guide to Wisdom, which is a review of, and I review the books. I say, here's why they're important to read.
Oh, okay.
And I'd love to hear from people that have, I've heard, well, the Maximize Immunity, one of my readers said, hey, have you read this?
Mm-hmm.
and so forth. So I want to hear from people that know of books that I really, really must read.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's the same thing with music. When I was publishing the CD review, I found that we didn't have one single piece of classical music written in the last 50 years that was worth hearing once, much less twice.
Wow.
We don't have any, you know, we killed the creativity. Our school system has totally demolished creativity.
It's true.
So What I did is I said, look, I try to get people to listen to classical music. Well, they don't know what to get.
Mm-hmm.
So I put together a booklet, and I said, here is a list of 100 CDs that will give you a fabulous music collection.
Wow.
And, you know, here's the cream of the crop. Here they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some of these people that you might not know about otherwise, like mm-hmm. Louis-Marie Gottschalk. His music is fabulous. And I just love it when it comes up on my iPod. I put it on shuffle, you know. And
yes.
And every so, and I say, oh, boy, Gottschalk, wow.
That's fantastic.
And so forth. So I try to help people with these things.
Absolutely.
But I want to hear from people and get feedback on it, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think that you'll probably get a lot of communications after this program this evening because it's just been incredible. Wayne, in the little time we have left, I'd like to discuss orgone energy, another sort of subtle energy that I think is very, very misunderstood, if it's understood at all. What do you know about it, and what are the applications for something like this?
Orgone?
Yes, sir.
I don't know of any applications. The government pretty well put a stop to that by putting the inventor in prison.
Oh, yeah, Wilhelm Reich,
and
absolutely.
And he's kind of dying there.
Mm-hmm.
And they destroyed his laboratory and everything. But, the orgone accumulators were doing quite an interesting job,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that certainly should be developed more.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to have all of his books, but mm-hmm. somebody swiped them, so I don't have those anymore. I'm waiting to find them at the local dump.
There you go. Maybe you'll find your own copies. That'd be ironic. Well, let's circle back.
Yes, he found that it had powerful applications.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I know people that have built accumulators, and you put a little hose on it, and the orgone energy comes out, and it really helps the body.
Yeah.
But the most powerful thing that we have is our immune system. That's our repair and maintenance department.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to stop kicking it in the crotch real hard and so it can do its job.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me ask you this then in regards to health. If you could tell people that there were, let's say, five things they needed to eliminate from their diet altogether, aside from cooked food.
Number one, cooked food.
I knew you were going to go there. Okay,
number
what else?
Number two, sugar.
Okay.
Number three would be caffeine.
Okay.
And nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
And alcohol.
Okay.
Those are the biggies.
All right.
And, of course, you certainly want to drink pure water.
Mm-hmm.
No fluoride and chlorine and mm-hmm. lead and all of the stuff that we're in. The minerals that you get in your drinking water are not used by the body. The only minerals your body can use are those that come in through plant life and meat.
Hmm.
So that's...
What do you think about the vegan diet?
Well, it's okay. They don't live as long and they're not as healthy as meat eaters. Remember, we've been eating meat for a million years, or however long we've been around.
Yeah.
And those people that didn't eat meat didn't live through the winters. Because you couldn't grow, didn't have fruits, nuts, and vegetables in the winter.
Good point.
But, no, we've always eaten meat, and we're designed for it.
Mm-hmm.
Raw meat.
Yes.
Cooked meat slows down, ties up the immune system, sticks in the gut. What was it? John Wayne had 62 pounds in his colon. And most of that was old meat.
Yeah. Cooked meat, I guess, huh?
Old cooked meat. Yeah, no, raw meat goes right through. Matter of fact, it's easy to time how long it takes to digest it.
Why is that?
When you eat the meat, take a teaspoon of cayenne pepper and some tomato juice or some V8 and drink that at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that burns twice. You can time your digestion to the second.
Wow. Well, you know, that's an experiment that I'll just take your word on, Wayne.
Oh, you want to do that anyway.
Why?
Cayenne roto-roots the arteries.
Oh. You should have
a heaping teaspoon of cayenne every day.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Along with some cod liver oil and some... you want to have a few supplements.
Mm-hmm.
I get a supplement from rawfood.com called Nature's First Food,
mm-hmm.
and I put a heaping teaspoon of that, and it's all plant-derived minerals, the things that are missing from our crops in this country.
Where do you think we're going to be, Wayne, in I don't know, just the near to distant future, as far as you've got the genetically modified crops, they're coming into place, certainly more and more of these genetic engineering just travesties, not just on the plant life, but also on animals as well.
And when we test these genetically modified crops on animals, the results are terrible.
Yes,
they've never been tested on people.
Mm.
But we're, almost all your corn now is genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's what they're feeding the cows.
Yes, absolutely.
Instead of having them out grazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the factory-raised food is terrible. I want to put the whole trillion-dollar food business out of business, along with the $2 trillion so-called healthcare business.
Well, that's a big task, my friend, but I think if anybody could do it, it'd be you.
Well, I think we can do it.
I hope so. It would be nice to get some people waking up to these things. Let's talk about technology a little bit more. As far as all of these surveillance technologies, the NSA, and you've got the wiretapping and all these different things. I mean, aside from the ones we already know about, inevitably, there's going to be more and more and more things coming down the line. Is there any sort of protection we can afford ourselves or anything that you can recommend that we might be doing or pursuing in order to counteract some of this infringement on privacy?
I think the best thing we can do is get the politicians out of Congress so that we have a say in what's going on. Right now, we have no say. We, the people, are totally gagged.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think it's bad here. Over in England, they've got cameras everywhere, on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Every street corner almost has cameras. So, taping everything.
Yes, they are. It's amazing.
The only way to fight back is to fight back at the top.
Yeah.
Just going around spraying, paint on the cameras isn't going to do it.
No, but it's a nice idea. So, Wayne, when we had our caller... Robert in Arizona, he mentioned about you suggesting stock tips for telecommunications companies, cell phones and whatnot. Anything you see in the future for opportunities for us?
I have so little interest in all of that. I've never been interested in money.
Yeah.
And that's for people that are interested in money.
Yeah.
I'm interested in doing things and making things happen. So I start a magazine to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I run it for a while and the things have happened, I sell the magazine and go on to make something else happen.
So it's almost like without the money being the absolute focus, it just kind of comes naturally.
I've never started any business saying, hey, I can make money.
Uh-huh.
I've always said, hey, somebody ought to do that. Somebody's got to do that.
Yeah.
Whoops, it's me.
So the secret to wealth is simply doing what you love and doing it better than anybody else.
You betcha. Hmm. And, people have the opportunities constantly to do these things. And one of the things that I say is, look, when opportunity knocks, I run to the door, say, what's up? What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Most people go to the door, hang out the do not disturb sign, and get back and pick up the remote.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I watch television while I'm eating. Mm-hmm. And, of course, since I chew everything thoroughly, it takes me about an hour to eat a meal.
Right.
It takes me, twice as long as anybody else because I'm chewing.
Yes.
And but I watch television and enjoy, some of the programs that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the important stuff that I want via the iPod and listen to a radio show that I want to hear when I'm out doing my exercise and getting my fast walking in.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get in a couple miles of fast walking every day.
Hmm.
And as soon as the temperature gets above 60 degrees, my shirt is off, and I'm out there in short pants getting as much sun on my skin as I can.
Hmm.
And by the way, skin cancer is totally the result of our diet.
Really?
Yeah, well, that and the sun.
What about sunblock? I've heard that that's actually really bad for people.
That is really bad.
Wow.
If you have a decent diet, the sun is not going to give you melanoma.
Mm.
And experiments with mice, they found that those given the American diet got cancer, skin cancer,
mm-hmm.
and those fed raw food didn't with the same sun exposure.
Really?
And it's the same thing with us.
Wow.
So I don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to get melanoma. And by the way, when you're out there, take off the glasses. Do not wear glasses. You want to get the sun into your eyes because that's the best source of vitamin D there is.
Wow. Let me hold you over here for this last break, my friend, and then we'll continue with some of these tips for people because I think, again, this is invaluable, folks. I think that when you're looking at all the different options available to you, some of them are so simple, so easy. We're hearing some great suggestions from our guest, Wayne Green. Stay with us. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take my hand, don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't feel the reaper. Baby, I'm your man.
I think that's a good song to wrap up this show. We've covered a dazzling array of topics this evening, folks, and I hope you've enjoyed every second of it. I know I have. Our guest for the entire program has been Wayne Green. Wayne, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If I come back, one of the things I'd like to talk about sometime is how any family can have their baby have a higher IQ.
Oh, I would love to hear this.
If they know what to do and when to do it, they can have an IQ 50 points higher than normal.
Wow.
We're talking genius.
Is it a very, very long, drawn-out
thing? There's quite a few things
on
that.
Well, let me ask you this. At what age should you start doing something like that?
Prenatal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's a book called The Prenatal Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to read to your baby prenatally and play classical music, not rock and roll.
What's wrong with rock and roll, Wayne?
Well, when they have rat experiments, one group listens to classical music, the other to rock and roll. And after about the third week, they have to stop the experiment because the rock and roll rats are killing each other.
Well, they're just having too much fun, that's all.
They're killing each other.
I've never trusted a rat anyway.
Right. And it does the same thing with us.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But at any rate, I'd like to talk sometime about the fluorescent lights, these compact fluorescent lights that they're selling now.
Yes.
And, that's good. It saves a lot of energy. I'm using them around the house here and saves a lot of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a con job.
Really?
Because what they're doing is holding back LEDs, and once they've sold a few billion dollars worth of the compact fluorescents, then they're going to come out with LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a flashlight here a couple of days ago for $3.88 that has 9 LEDs in it and the battery all complete, ready to go.
And it's the brightest thing in the world, isn't it?
It's bright.
That's fantastic.
And, that is the way it's going to go. And by the way, with lights... the wonderful book on light. You want to have full spectrum lights in your house, not regular fluorescents, not incandescent. You want to have full spectrum light, and it makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk about that sometime and the experiments that they've done in schools and the huge difference it makes.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, we're going to be doing more shows in the future.
One more thing on food.
Okay.
What I do with oranges and grapefruits, I peel them, but I don't take that next white layer off because your body wants fiber, but that stuff is tough to chew.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in the in the chopper, in the ultimate chopper, and it makes a kind of a slush.
Mm-hmm.
With the orange juice and all of the skin, and the grapefruit juice in the skin, and so forth. And it's delicious.
Hmm.
With the grapefruit juice, I add a couple tablespoons of pure New Hampshire maple syrup that has never been heated.
Wow. So that's your sugar substitute, basically.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
But what a wonderful way to eat.
Well, Wayne, you've given us a lot of incredible information this evening. I thank you so much for your time. Folks, go to the website, www.waynegreen.com, and if you want to send him a letter, it's Wayne Green, Hancock, New Hampshire, just like that.
Yep.
But Wayne, take care, my friend. Folks, have a great day.
Thank you for having me, Frank.